But I can tell you that right now we have, there's a lot of mixed feelings. I could tell you that this is basically probably one of the saddest days in the life of the people of Fancy. We have had tragedies before, but nothing like this ever really happened. I remember back in the day, we had a truck actually got in an accident in Annisville where two persons died from the village. This is really, really, really new in terms of this kind of tragedy for the people of Fancy. It's really, 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 really sad. What I want to say to the people in my community is that right now is not the time for us to be pointing finger and to be blaming anybody. At this time, we should just try to keep faith, try to encourage those persons who would have lost loved ones. Everybody can break down at this time. Some of us has to be strong for those who are weak. And basically, we have to still give God thanks and praise for those persons who would have survived, because a number of the persons who was in that bus and would have made it out alive. We see where the bus went over. And for people to really being alive, it's a miracle. So my encouragement, as I say, is to ensure that those of us who are strong try to keep faith and to strengthen those who are weak, because, you know, people deal with tragedies in different ways.